Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You know what time it is, baby. It is a daily tip on the BetMGM Network on a Monday. Good morning to you. Coming up in our final hour, it is the Aaron Rodgers revenge game in Pittsburgh. We will look back at Sunday Night Football, what happened last night between the Packers and the Steelers. In 20 minutes, we will focus on tonight with the Chiefs back in action, hosting our, and by our, I mean Denton and my, Washington Commanders. We'll get to that game. Also, we have our best bets in 40 minutes. And welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream our final hour. If you want to do that, it's easy to do. Just go to ValleySportsLive.com or download the Valley Sports Live app. Chelsea, let's get right to it. And this was a fascinating matchup in the Steel City. It is the Packers who come out on top, downing the Steelers 35-25. Packers laying three. They were minus 155 on the money line. Total set at 45 and a hook. The over hits. Jordan Love, as we know, 3 years studying under Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Now Aaron, quarterback for the Steelers. Love, quarterback in the Packers. And he was just brilliant last night.
Picked it up inside. Kraft's got it at the 10. Kraft running away to the end zone. He has two touchdowns.
That is Mike Tirico on NBC Sports. Kraft with two touchdowns on the evening, as you heard. He makes seven catches, 143 yards. Love goes 29 of 37, 360 yards, three scores, no picks. At one point between the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half, Love completes 20 consecutive passes. Packers erase an early 9-point deficit. They win in Pittsburgh for the first time since 1970. The Packers looked awesome.
Oh, yeah, they for sure did. And mm-hmm. Jordan Love looked every bit of a quarterback that we expected, you know, ever since we've seen flashes of it over the last few years. Somebody who has pinpoint accuracy and using his weapons to his advantage. Because I don't know if you heard, but last night was National Tight Ends Day, and Tucker Kraft certainly did that. Not only did he make the catches, he was fantastic after the catch. He had over 120 yards after the catch, was unstoppable with his footwork, with his physicality. And speaking of physicality, this is not the physicality that I expected from this Steelers defense this season. This was not supposed to be the weakest link on their team. But right now, you're looking at Steelers defense has given up 30-plus points in four games this year. So yeah. As much as people want to make this game about the quarterbacks and Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers, I feel like the biggest takeaway for me is how bad the Steelers defense was.
Yeah, that's the thing. I would have bet the under in this game, and I would have been wrong because the Steelers defense didn't step up like it normally does. And isn't that what you expect from Pittsburgh? Isn't that what you expect from a Mike Tomlin coach team is great defense? I mean, Jordan Love just kind of had his way with Pittsburgh all game long, particularly late in the game. I mean, 21 points for the Packers in the fourth quarter. I think more than anything, what surprised me is just Tucker Kraft running roughshod over the Steelers. When a guy gets hot, and you know he's going to be a weapon anyway, we've already seen that. Even when Love was throwing it up,
That one play downfield where Love is under pressure, Steelers are blitzing, he throws it up, and then Kraft just brings it in and just manhandles defenders on his way down the field. That's not what we normally see from a Pittsburgh defense, but it speaks to how good Green Bay is and why this was really disappointing for the Steelers. Normally that D is rock solid.
Yeah, you think of like the steel curtain, and it's looking like the steel curtain rod, where you just kind of pull it back and like, all right, it wasn't that hard. Because now we're looking at, out of the last four games, the Steelers, 340 passing yards to three of those four teams. Like, it's wild, some of these numbers. And granted, I do think the Packers are one of the best teams in the NFC, so maybe get a pass there. But, you know, they got sliced and diced by Joe Flacco, who, again, is a crafty veteran. But still, you shouldn't be giving up 340 yards and more to that team. And the craziest part is that the Steelers are not rebuilding on the defense. In fact, their four highest paid players on that roster, even more than Aaron Rodgers per year, or at least this year, are on the defense. These are big names: TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Alex Highsmith, and Patrick Queen. You know, these are guys that are supposed to be anchoring your defense. And instead, like, you're getting just boat raced in some of these games. So I know preseason, we probably would have pointed the finger and be like, okay, if the Steelers are losing games, it's probably going to be Aaron Rodgers' fault,
right?
But it really isn't.
No, it's not. And this really, this was not on Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was very good in this game. 26 of 36, 219 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. But especially in the second half, there were some drops. The Steelers could not convert on third downs. There were some untimely penalties. And good on Aaron for, of course, like any great veteran quarterback does, saying, I've got to play better, I've got to play better. It's really the defense and the fact that this offense was just sort of off a little bit in this game. But I thought Aaron Rodgers was very good. It's just he doesn't have the team around him that Jordan Love has around him in Green Bay, and Aaron knows that. But, you know, being a class act, which I can't believe I'm saying that about Aaron Rodgers. Coming, oh, my God, all the criticism I've given him. But he's going to say that. That's what great quarterbacks do. But ultimately, this really wasn't on him. It's easy to compare quarterbacks because of all the hype going into this game. But this is not on him.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Packers for a second.
Sure.
Do you think they're one of the top teams in the NFC? Because I think there was this kind of knee-jerk reaction after the first game of the season where people saw and put the beat down on the Lions, and immediately they jumped to the favorites to win the NFC. And I did think that was a little early for that. But now after we've seen, like, yesterday was good for the Eagles, I will give them that. But it does feel like the NFC, it's not the Eagles dominating everything. I do think the Packers certainly have a chance to win the NFC.
Oh, there's no question about it. If you look at the odds right now, the Packers are just behind the Lions. So Lions are 3-1, Packers are plus 350. Doesn't it feel like, and I don't want to speak for you, but doesn't it feel like the Packers over the past couple weeks just kind of got lost in the mix? Maybe it's because they've been off, or because they've been banged up, or they had that weird tie against the Cowboys. They only have one loss. One. Ah, loss. The only other one-loss team in the NFL is the Colts. They're leading the division. The odds are telling you they're right there, and they are getting healthier. Christian Watson was back last night, and Jordan Love completed passes to eight different receivers. The Packers' defense did a nice job of stepping up late. The Packers were just gangbusters in that first week of the season when they shut down the Lions and everyone was on Green Bay. Then they falter a touch, and now here we are saying, oh, yeah, forgot about you, Green Bay. You're great.
It's funny how perception, I think, is shifted by what we see in primetime for some of these teams. Because I think a lot of people lost faith in the Packers when they tied with the Cowboys. Because, like, think about that game. That was supposed to be a Packers blowout. And they tied with them? Like, that was supposed to be a revenge game. The Packers were the much better team. The Cowboys' defense is terrible. And yet, like, they don't get a win for that game. So I think a lot of us are kind of harboring some resentment, especially if you pick the Packers in Survivor, because that was a loss. And then you see what the Lions are doing. And it's just, I think it's very easy to fall in love with the Lions because of that offense and because how fast they are. You know, you see Jahmyr Gibbs, he's just a flash on the screen. You're like, how do you stop that team? And I think that was like the reservation at the start of the year was, okay, they have all these great offensive weapons, but can they still do it without Ben Johnson?
Right.
Now I think we know the answer to that question is absolutely. So it's funny how those teams where it's like the highlights kind of matter and the eye test matters and what you do in primetime also matters because those are the standalone games that all of us are watching.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you're spot on about Ben Johnson. Like, how quickly did that narrative go away? Like, that. And not to take anything away from Ben Johnson, I still think he is a stellar play caller, so he absolutely deserves all of his flowers, and he's, you know, slowly moving the Bears along. Lost yesterday, but I think he's still the right call there. But that's what's so fascinating about the NFL, about how quickly things can change just from week to week to week. You know, the Packers, all of a sudden I'm hot on the Packers again. But the NFC, isn't the NFC super interesting? Like, the Lions are good, the Packers are good, the Eagles are good, the Rams are well coached. They can be winners on any given weekend. What about the Bucs? The Seahawks are interesting. Like, this is a wide open conference right now. And you can make a case for a lot of different teams. And the odds are all scrunched up together because it's hard to find one team that is exponentially better than the other.
Well, I think it's tough for the Lions and the Packers because they're in the same division. So, like, that just automatically makes it a lot harder because, obviously, the pathway is easier when you win your division and you get some home field advantages throughout the postseason. But even if you zoom out, it feels like this way across the NFL. Like, it does feel like it's pretty much wide open for, like, not every team, but, like, there is a wide swath of teams I feel like could be contenders this year. And maybe our minds will be changed tonight when we watch the Chiefs. And you're like, no, that's the team. That's the team that's going to win. Because a lot of these teams that are putting out, like, good numbers, it's some teams that aren't necessarily postseason tested. And I will say that is something that goes in the pros list for the Packers, is that Jordan Love has been in the postseason. He's put up some good numbers. And the Packers have come really close. It's just, you know, over the past few years, we've had some really good teams in the NFC. Like, remember the days when, like, the Niners were unstoppable? So they had to beat some of those teams, and sometimes it didn't work out in their favor. But I do think the experience is certainly helpful for somebody like Jordan Love and the Packers.
Yeah, I think so as well. What's next for the Steelers? Do we care?
Just anything but those uniforms.
Ah, Dookie, those were gross. Oh, my God.
Dookie.
Hey, gross. How do you watch this game? What is that? Where are these from? The 1800s? Well, no, but
maybe.
Gross. Maybe. Who made these? Someone's grandma in Pittsburgh? I do love throwbacks. Double D loves them, of course. Oh, from 1939, in case you're wondering. Long time ago. I kind of love that, though, when they go back. Because here's the thing. You don't want to gussy them up because they are ugly uniforms. Especially when they wear the ones, they didn't wear them last night. When the Steelers wear those uniforms with the stripes, like, it looks like they just got out of jail. I was like, oh, these guys are right back on the football field after serving time.
They're bad, though. Like, I don't want to see them. Like, I want a visually, aesthetically pleasing matchup on my TV screen. And it's bad enough that I'm not a huge fan of, like, the black and yellow. Like, honestly, like, it reminds me of a bumblebee or something. So, like, the color scheme's already not great. Then you do, like, the Microsoft Paint, like, lines in random spots.
Oh,
it's just altogether, it's a no from me. But as far as, like, the Steelers and, like, what we expect from them this year, it's wild because it does feel like they have an easy pathway to the postseason just because the AFC North is so down this year. So even though they lost last night and the defense looks atrocious, you know, they're still 4-3. Like, this is still a season that is still very much salvageable. It's just, how many chances are we going to give that defense before we're like, okay, maybe it's just this team was really good. Oh, maybe just Joe Flacco was amazing. Like, but those are the teams you're going to face in the postseason. So, like, this is the problem that has haunted the Steelers, is that, yeah, they'll have a good regular season. They'll be over 500. But then they get boat raced in, like, the first game of the playoffs. And it just feels like, especially this year, and it's not even the offense's fault, because usually it's like the offense is pedestrian, but the defense will keep them in it. Not this year. Defense ain't doing much.
Nah. If you're a Steelers fan, I wonder how you're feeling. Like, are you just exhausted that this is what you do every year? You know what I mean? I think there are a lot of Steelers fans out there who would say, I am willing to rebuild. I am willing to have a couple of down years. I mean, you always want to win. I get that. It's a National Football League. But I also think if you're a Pittsburgh fan, there's Steelers fans who are like, I'm willing to take a massive step back so that we can finally get out of purgatory. We can finally move forward and maybe make a serious run. Because as long as I can remember, and I know the Steelers won a Super Bowl under Mike Tomlin, but that was forever ago, they have not been a dynamic team that is a true threat in the playoffs. They're a team that is going to find a way to squeeze in, and we'll say the same stats every year. Did you know Mike Tomlin has never had a losing record? Like, yes, you've heard that a billion times. And we're going to say it again this year. You're not going to believe that Mike Tomlin has not had a losing record with the Steelers, and he'll make the play. It's like, yes, we know. Just like every year. And that's great. And it's a testament to how great he is as a head coach, because he is a great head coach. And that is impossibly difficult to do. At the same time, they've been stuck in neutral for so long. At some point, you would think they're willing to take a hit so they can really make that jump forward.
As somebody who's with a team that's in rebuild mode, be careful what you wish for, because we said this about Mike Vrabel when he was in Tennessee, and now we haven't had back-to-back wins since 2022.
Yeah, that's true. Also, aren't the organizations different? I don't know. I don't want to wish that upon anyone. You're right. Coming up next on the show, LSU moves on from Brian Kelly. Maybe we'll get into that, but we've also got Monday Night Football to talk about. Chiefs Commanders coming up next on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sure. And just in time.
Welcome back.
We got Monday Night Football tonight.
Yeah.
And your Commanders are playing the Chiefs. So, kind of a big game.
It's a big game. I mean, it is a big game. I'm just, as you might expect, a little reticent to talk about it. But let's check in with D-Day here for a second, because D-Day covers this team and knows the team as well as anybody. How are you feeling? Like, give me the fan perspective.
I hope you're not looking for optimism here.
Well, there we go.
Because you will not find it. I mean, the fan perspective is you're getting the Chiefs at a terrible time because they just dog-walked the Las Vegas Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And you played the Vegas Raiders, and the Vegas Raiders scored a lot more points. than they did against the Kansas City Chiefs. The problem is nothing to do with the offense, although there are question marks. It's just, how do you stop Mahomes when you can't stop literally anybody else?
Yeah. That's a good point. And now you're wondering why I was late to get back here. I was like, just let Chelsea take over. I don't know how I feel about this game. I'm not feeling great about it. But, I mean, we can talk about it, and we should talk about it. It is Monday Night Football. Commanders at the Chiefs. Chiefs are laying 11. Chiefs are minus 752 on the money line. The Commanders are plus 525, and your total is set at 48. So, Chelsea, I don't want to bring us down. It's a Monday. We're getting things going here. It's going to be a great week. But I also don't know how I feel about laying 11 points in the National Football League. I think this is an overreaction based on what we saw a week ago for both teams, so I would actually take the Commanders here. I would probably rather bet on a prop than anything else. What do you think?
Well, I think the tough part of like betting on the NFL is you have to look at teams that you don't want to trust, and you have to kind of say, okay, what's the case for the team that's getting 11 points? Because here's the thing about the Chiefs. I understand that they blew out the Raiders, but over like the last 3 years or so, even when they've had like dominant teams and even when they've won Super Bowls, they kind of have the tendency to kind of squeak by. Some of these teams, they have no business kind of hanging around. So it's not going to shock me if the Chiefs kind of, you know, just run the ball if they're up in this game and they're not running up the score, because that's kind of what we've seen from the Kansas City Chiefs. And how much do you trust this offense? Because I think we have already established that we don't really trust the Commanders' defense too much. But let me ask you this, because people who are not fans of the Commanders or, you know, fans of Marcus Mariota probably don't have a great idea on what they should expect from him. I will say this. He is a veteran quarterback. He's been in the league for quite some time. He's certainly not Jaden Daniels. But do you trust him to at least manage this offense?
I do. You can do a lot worse than Marcus Mariota as a backup quarterback. And when he has played with the Commanders, now, last week was not great. He goes in and throws a pass, trying to make something happen in the flat, pick six, bad decision. And I know he's not worked out as a starter in the NFL, but I will say this. He has been absolutely influential in a very positive manner when you look at the development of Jaden Daniels. JD5 will tell you that himself. Like, Marcus Mariota has been a guy I've learned a lot from. He's been a great veteran presence, and he's done a nice job filling in. So, yes, of course there's going to be a drop down from Jaden to Marcus, but Marcus has been a part of this offense for a few years now, and I think when we were talking earlier about fit for a quarterback, you know, when it comes to scheme and offensive game planning, Marcus Mariota is a really good fit for what Cliff Kingsbury likes to do offensively, right? That's one of the reasons why Mariota has looked really good in these relief appearances. So you've got that going for Washington. And also, look, Terry McLaurin is back. He's missed 4 weeks. He had a quad injury. He was working out earlier this week, and I was really curious to see, is he going to look like the scary Terry that is 100%, that was so good last year but still hasn't popped off this year? He looked great in workouts. He's not just on the field, you know, 75, 80%. He was making those quick cuts and looking like he was running routes, which we've seen him done at a high level for a long time. And he said as much. I feel great. I'm ready to go. Debo Samuel is back. Debo did not play last week. Now, he's going to be banged up because he's got that heel injury and he's sort of managing that pain. That is to say, when you've got a very good backup quarterback and you have two weapons finally back on the field with the Commanders, it makes me think this spread is too large. But yes, I do believe that Marcus Mariota can have success with the Commanders. We've seen it before.
Well, and here's the other reason why I ask that is because sometimes when you see backup quarterbacks, these are the guys that are going to depend on their big-name receivers. So in the props market, I say, okay, maybe we should look at the big-name receivers here.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin, like you mentioned, is back, and Debo Samuel is back, even though he is banged up. But some of these numbers are really low, and maybe it stems from the fact that the oddsmakers are putting Marcus Mariota's passing yards at 197. So, like, keep that in mind, that there is not a large pot to draw from, or at least that's what we're projecting from some of these numbers. But Terry McLaurin, his receiving prop is 46.5. And it feels to me that, like, he either goes, like, way under this or he could go way over it. You know, because we know Terry McLaurin certainly has big play potential. And we haven't really seen, it feels like, his full potential much of this year. And most of it's just because he hasn't been playing.
Yeah.
So I know it's tough to like reach that level with maybe a backup quarterback, but like the game script should go in the favor of playing receiver props, because game script matters a lot for these. Yep. And if you think the Commanders are going to be playing from behind, they're going to be chucking it. So I do think that if you look at Terry McLaurin, maybe that's a play you like. Debo Samuel kind of scares me. Like 43 and a half, it feels low, but like you said, doesn't feel like he's 100%. But do you think Marcus Mariota is going to trust those two guys over some of the other, you know, receivers in the rotation? Or do you think he spreads it around?
No, it's going to be, I think he has to be heavy on those guys. I mean, they have some guys who probably shouldn't be getting the run that they're getting right now. And they have some interesting young guys in Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane, but ultimately he's going to have to lean on his top two guys if they're going to have any success against the Chiefs. Like, this was already not a position group that was deep going into the season, and now it's even less so because of the injuries. They could really use a length guy like a Noah Brown, but he's not coming back anytime soon. But I do think he can have some success. I'm scared because these numbers look so low. Like, I would think they're going to be higher, and I don't see it, so it feels like a trap to me.
Yeah, and I will say we do have some sample size with Marcus Mariota playing quarterback. Last time around, where he had a full game under his belt against the Falcons, a loss for the Commanders, Debo Samuel had the most targets on the team, 6 targets, 6 catches for 72 yards. Should be noted that Terry McLaurin did not play in that game, so some of those targets will probably go to Scary Terry. As far as the Chiefs, what are we expecting from Kansas City tonight? Do you think it's more of like the dominance that we saw last week? Or do you see, we think we see like a small step back? Because I think the interesting part of the NFL is that it's such an overreactionary market, to where 1 week we see something, you're like, oh, this is what we're going to see for the rest of the year, right? And then we'll see like a team like the Bills lose, and you're like, what? And I'm not saying that the Chiefs are going to lose this game. I am just going to say that, you know, maybe it's not one of those things where we just assume it's domination station from Kansas City.
Domination station. Yeah, you're right. This number has moved towards the Commanders, though. Remember, last Thursday, Friday, when we were talking about this game, just a few days ago, it was Kansas City minus 12 and a half. So we've already moved a point and a half in Washington's direction. I put a sprinkle on it yesterday at 12. I'm like, all right, let's go. I can do 12. Now we're sitting at 11. Yeah, I don't think we're going to find out much about Kansas City. I think the only worry with Kansas City is, will they not mail it in, but play down to the level of the Commanders? Do you know what I mean? Just because, look, it's prime time. They've been here. They just run-ruled the Raiders, if you will. So they could play 80% and still win this game, which is, I think, maybe the case for the Commanders and the fact that they're just undervalued a little bit. But I do want to throw this out here, since we're talking about the Chiefs. Obviously, they have one of the greatest head coaches ever in Andy Reid. So I don't know if you saw this yesterday on the Fox pregame show, but Terry Bradshaw was previewing this game like we're doing now. And he said he had been talking to Andy Reid, but he wasn't really talking to Andy Reid. Listen to this.
But the thing that I would worry about more so in Washington is, the other day I text Andy Reid and I got a text back. And I thought it was Sandy Reed, but it's some guy selling pigs. But I sounded good. I should have told y'all that, so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reed, but I didn't.
What?
What? Did you? All right, let me get this straight. You texted Andy Reed. You thought you were texting Andy Reed, but you got a text back from a guy selling pigs. And so once you told that story, like, wasn't really Andy Reid. I probably shouldn't have told that story. Did you see the reaction, like the look on Michael Strahan's face, or Howie Long? Howie looked like he'd been punched in the chest, like, what? And Michael Strahan was like, how did you go from Andy Reid to a pig farmer? I'm not quite sure what Terry was getting to there, but he tried. Instead, I tell you what, if he's looking for a pig farmer, he's got a guy. He's got a guy.
Terry Bradshaw, it just feels like he's getting older, and he's like, you know, your grandpa at Thanksgiving. We're like, all right, Papa Terry, that's fine. Just go sit in there. We'll bring the rolls in. It's fine. You just get comfortable. So it's one of those like rantings where I think it's just tough on the panel when he says like out-of-pocket things like this. But I mean, at least he's honest. Like, we want authenticity, and he's certainly giving it to us here.
Well, I texted Dan Quinn yesterday, or I thought it was Dan Quinn, but it's a guy who sells horse meat. And I was like, oh, well, that's tough. Like, oh, what are you talking about? Probably shouldn't have told that story. Like, Terry, Lord.
Too late.
Too late. Here we go. What do you think about the Chiefs? The Chiefs are, the only reason I will say I feel like this line is inflated is this just feels like the classic week-to-week overreaction. Commanders got blown out by the Cowboys. Chiefs blew out the Raiders. And so because of that, you see a double-digit spread. And, of course, backup quarterback for the Commanders. I feel like this line is too large, but can you make a chase for the Chiefs or a case for the Chiefs covering? How are you feeling about Kansas City?
I mean, if Kansas City wants to run up the score, they certainly can. Right. But it's just, this is the NFL, and wins still matter. Like, remember, the Chiefs have not had, like, as far as wins and losses go, like, the best season. Like, they still need to win games. They're 4-3, so they're not like dominating the AFC West or anything. But I think that I keep coming back to this, is that when you talk to like sharp bettors in the NFL, I don't know a single one who's like made a living laying huge numbers with big favorites who are very public teams. Like, that's what it just comes around to for me, is that sometimes you have to bite your tongue and look at these teams that nobody wants to trust, and these are the games that you make your money on. Like, maybe we stand here tomorrow and I look like a complete idiot. I am just saying that, like, the odds makers know that the Chiefs look like the way more trustworthy team. And so, like, you're even paying a tax on them. And I understand that this number has gone down, but it's the same when you bet on the Dodgers, when you bet on the Yankees, when you bet on the Chiefs. You are never getting a discount on these teams.
Never. Never. I think the props market is the way to go here. I don't know. Maybe I'll just say, you know what? Screw it. Give me the Commanders. What have I got to lose? Come on. Why not? I might just do it, Chelsea. I might just do it. But I think if you're like us, because I think the general sentiment here is, all right, this is a large number. How do we feel about it? And there's so many unknowns with the Commanders that maybe look at the props market. I think that's probably the best way to bet this game.
To be perfectly honest, I don't even know if I'm going to bet on this game at all. And listen, it's the sports equinox day, so like we have other things to bet on. But if I could make a case for something in this game, because listen, I understand people want to bet on same game parlays, and you got to have something to sweat on Monday Night Football, right? Yeah. Gonna go with Rashee Rice over his receptions, over 5.5. Over at BetMGM, you get the best price on this. It's -150. Because we have seen since Rashee Rice came back to the Chiefs that Patrick Mahomes wants to throw to him. Had 7 catches last game, did not get his yardage prop, but the catches are there. So maybe he's not making those big plays across the middle, but he is going to get the targets. And here's the other thing. Patrick Mahomes, win or lose, game script, positive or negative, is going to be throwing the football. When I saw that his pass attempts prop was like 34.5, I said to myself, why would he be throwing this much in a game that they're probably going to be winning by a lot? But even in some of these blowout games, he's had more than 30 attempts. So those attempts have to go somewhere. So I feel like there is more opportunity for these Chiefs receivers, even if it's a positive game script, for guys to get their catches. Yeah, last week, Rashee Rice had 10 targets. So I feel like that's the way to go.
Target share king right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know where I'm going. I don't want to get into it now because I'll give it out for our best bets. But it's on Marcus Murray. I'm going to do his rushing prop. That's where I'm going to go. And all of this after saying, hey, be careful when you bet on your favorite teams. It's tough to be objective. And I'm like, I'm going to go on Marcus Mariota. Like a moron. I'm doing it. Let's go. Coming up on the show. Oh, we're not done yet. New week means a new chance to make some money, and that is exactly what we are going to do next. She's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins, Official Plays, and the Dogster coming your way next. This is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Welcome back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Back to the show, Double D one time. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It's Monday. Cool to be with you. I'm Michael Jenkins. She's Chelsea Messenger. Oh, man. I see a squad play on the card. That's exciting. You know what I'm excited about? I'm excited for you, Chelsea, because, you know, we're going to bookend this show. We started this show talking about chili. You were talking about chili.
Mm.
The lovely Catherine and I last week were talking about chili. Like, oh, it's fall weather. It's cold outside. It's time for some chili. And you were going to make it's time to brown the meat. Time to brown the meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm already thinking about, like, what I'm going to do after the show, which sounds like I'm really dialed in, right? But it's different because most of my crock pot recipes, you just kind of throw everything in the crock pot. But like this has 2 steps, Jenks. So I am now in the intermediate level of Crocktober where there are multiple steps. So I am doing my best because I will give myself props for this is that I have done a better job of cooking lately. Because like you see that like as much as I love like the heat up meals, they're not the best for you. And they have like 1,000 grams of sodium. You're like, all right. So I could take 30 minutes and make this from scratch, or I could take 5 minutes and put this in the microwave. And you know what choice that I want to make. But for the health of my family, I am trying to cook more things. So at least I am doing a better job of that. Look at me, a trad wife who also likes betting on first fives in baseball.
Oh, my God. That's going to be great. Oh, you know what I was going to tell you? You know what we did on, was it Saturday? Which was, I think this would be up your alley. It was so cool. So we've been trying to, we always go out, as you know. And so we've been trying to lean into doing things that are different, you know, because there's so many things to do here in the city. So we went to a church down the street, and they had a small 4-person orchestra playing Halloween hits, like under candlelight. So they had candles everywhere. And they played everything from Thriller to Monster Mash, to the theme from The X-Files, to the theme from Alfred Hitchcock Presents, to The Exorcist. It was so cool. And they played for about an hour, and they were just crazy talented. And it might sound hokey, but then you hear classical instruments playing it, or these different songs, and it was just a totally different experience. It was awesome.
Ah, I feel like you live my life, but like elevated. Because I did a similar thing. We went to a fall festival, and under a pavilion at a park, somebody had a janky Bluetooth speaker that was playing like all the Halloween hits, and everybody had their coolers out, and everybody like was charcoal grilling. Like, it felt like a scene out of like 1995. And meanwhile, here you are with like the four-piece orchestra, and it's like, we went out to this hot new restaurant this week, and I'm like, oh yeah, we went to Texas Roadhouse, and you know what? It was the highlight of my week.
That sounds awesome, though. Like, that's sometimes, like, we'll go to some nice restaurants, yeah, but then it's like, all right, this is all well and fine. Let's dig into some Texas Roadhouse or something like that, you know? Mm. That's, don't sleep on that. We know you love your Roadhouse and the rolls, so sometimes I'm like, I'd rather do that instead.
Well, and sometimes, like, dancing under a pavilion to, like, somebody's boombox.
Why not?
That's fun, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best people watching. It's like a family of like 15 where you're like, are these, all these people are related? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all doing the same line dance because line dancing is big here, Jenks. I didn't know you could do it to stuff other than country music, but apparently you can. But people were wilding out at the Fall Festival at Moss Wright Park in Goodlettsville, Tennessee.
Well, you know what? That sounds like a good old time. Coming up next on Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. Getting her done. Gonna have a great time. What about us? What about us? Well, you know, I'm debating if I'm gonna add Commanders to the card. So I'm gonna think about that. Maybe. Should I just go for it? I'll think about it, but let's get to our favorite bets of the day.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea. I want a winner.
All right, best bet of the night is going to be in the Fall Classic. We're going to go to the World Series, and we're going to bank on the Dodgers in the first five. So we're going to go Dodgers first five run line, which is minus a half run. They just need to be winning at the end of five innings for minus 135. You look at the pitching matchup here, and Tyler Glasnow clearly has the better numbers than Max Scherzer. It hurts my heart to fade Max Scherzer here, but this is not a season to remember for Mad Max. Over the course of the year, he has had an ERA of 5. He wasn't even on the postseason roster in one of the rounds for the Blue Jays this year. And so now he's facing this Dodgers lineup that has Hall of Fame hitters back to back to back. And even last time around, he wasn't especially spectacular. Like, he didn't look like his old self. He walked four batters. He gave up a couple runs. And I understand that he forced John Schneider to keep him in this game. But still, I think he's going to give up at least a couple of runs here. And it just feels like Tyler Glasnow is a better pitcher. And here's the thing. It feels like we haven't had that breakout game really for the Dodgers offense yet. I think it's coming. I think this could be a big game for the Dodgers. I think that they have the edge in the first five innings. Do I want to trust their bullpen? No, so I won't. Dodgers first five run line is minus 135, so we will go with that.
All right. I'm on that as well. Also, I just found the Commanders at 11 and a hook. You know what, Chelsea? I have nothing to lose. So let's do this. Okay. Marcus Mariota, over 25 rushing yards, is minus 152. Bit of an alt line here. Opened at 23 and a hook. Now sitting at 28 and a hook at BetMGM. I know the Chiefs are going to get to Marcus Mariota. There's no question about it. That's what Spags does. He's going to dial up blitz after blitz after blitz, and that's all right. For the purposes of this prop, I think that this is good for us. It will mean Mariota will take off, and yes, he has two of his best weapons back tonight in the offense with Deebo Samuel and Scary Terry. But Marcus Mariota can move. Of course, compared to Jaden Daniels, yeah, it's not the same. But Mariota has already hit this number in two of three games this season. So this is a guy who can scoot. I think he's going to have plenty of chances to move tonight because Kansas City, again, will dial up the pressure like they always do. Let's go over 25 yards for Marcus Mariota. It is at minus 152. How are you feeling about that, Chelsea?
Ooh, well, I usually like that for like the losing side is that the desperation kind of sinks in for the quarterback. So, you know, if you follow the game script, what the odds makers think is if the Commanders are 11.5-point dogs in this game, it makes a ton of sense. So I know this isn't on the card for me, but I do have one lean. So we talked about some of the splits where Tyler Glasnow has actually faced a lot of these Blue Jays batters before. George Springer is hitting over 400 in his career against Tyler Glasnow. I think hits plus runs plus RBI has been a solid bet throughout the postseason for George Springer. You get over 1.5 for minus 114. The fact that he's the leadoff guy as well, and Vladdy Jr. has good numbers against Glasnow, I think if Springer can get at least on base, Vladdy can knock him in. So I think that's one that kind of goes against my Dodgers play, but I do like that one as well.
Okay. I like that. You know, I'm with you on that. Okay, let's go. Let's get a bunch of dubs. Let's stack some dubs tonight. All right, I'm going to do it. Whatever. I found the Commanders plus 11.5 in Kansas City. Do I love the Commanders? Yes. Yes, I do. They're my favorite team. Also, if Texas can rally from being down like they were in the fourth quarter and getting a win in OT, the Commanders can at least cover the number. Here's the thing. This is your classic week-to-week overreaction in the National Football League. What did we see from the Chiefs last time out? They get Rashee Rice back. They're taking on one of the worst teams in the NFL, and the Raiders, and they blow them out. It's not close. They shut them out. So the Chiefs look like they're the Chiefs again. Not surprising. What do we see from the Commanders? They go to Dallas. They get blown out. They can't stop anyone. Everybody's down on Washington. Jaden Daniels is out for this game. But Kansas City isn't that good, and the Commanders aren't that bad. Okay, the truth is always somewhere in the middle. The fact that you can get 11.5 here seems ridiculous to me. Marcus Mariota is still a very good backup quarterback. He's had a lot of success in this Washington offense. And also, Deebo Samuel is back in the offense. Scary Terry. Terry McLaurin is back for the first time in four games. That is going to be enough offensively for the Commanders to keep this game close, even against a very good Chiefs defense. This is too many points. Commanders plus 11.5.
I like how you managed to sneak in Texas football, like in that handicap, sure just did. A little bit. It's like, Jenks, no one asked about Texas football, but he's going to talk about it.
I know.
It. Sir, this is a Wendy's.
I know. Sorry. I'm trying to pump myself up here. There's a way. There's always a way. There's always a way. Okay. Before we wrap things up here, I guess we got to bring in the dogster. Come on in. Dogster, good morning.
Can you guys believe the news about Brian Kelly?
Yeah. We talked about it earlier in the show.
Racketeering and sex trafficking? I can't believe he was popular in the first place.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I know he had a lot of R&B hits, but this is too much.
Dogster,
what?
Are you talking about R. Kelly? This is way off here. It was a long time ago.
I guess it's an easy mistake to make.
No. No, it's not. Not at all. What? I don't know what you're thinking. All right. Do you have a bet?
I do. Chiefs minus 1.5 hosting the Commandos.
Nailed
okay.
it.
Okay. Nailed it. Wow. Everyone's like, please, for the love of God, bring in someone besides that dumb donkey. Oh, the dogster, you never know. He's been pretty good over the past couple weeks, I have to say. Now, his current events knowledge, not great.
Well, and he's a staple of the show. Like, he's like the Terry Bradshaw of the show. Like, he's just been here a while, and we're like, ah, it's fine. He just says what he wants. Just don't mind him. Jenks, mere seconds until I'm browning the meat on my chili. And I would say if we had crosstalk like we used to, Sammy P would probably love this discussion because isn't he a great cook? I always see the meat that he's making.
That's true. You know what we should do on this show? We should start using the phrase browning the meat and just kind of use it for everything. You know? Like, you know what? It's time to brown the meat. Like,
you can
what do you
say
mean?
That.
I'm going to start saying
I'm not going to say
I'm going to do it. I will start using the phrase brown the meat for just about anything. All right, let's get into it and brown the meat. Last night's game on Monday Night Football. Oh, that's definitely going to become a thing.
It's how you start your handicap, right? You brown the meat to start a recipe. You brown the meat to start your handicap.
Thank you, D-Day. Nailed it. All right.
I guess your minds are not in the gutter like mine because somebody would point that out if I said it.
I mean, my mind is in the gutter, but also I was just hiding. Let's brown the meat. That's it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. Have a great Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.